Hey friend, do you ever feel like you're all give and no get? Well, today we're going to flip the script because we're diving into a 15-minute daily challenge that I am trying for myself and inviting you to participate with me. And this one is not about your kids, it's not about your partner, or even your to-do list, but this one is just about you. So grab your pumpkin spice latte, your hot apple cider, or whatever you're drinking right now, and let's get into it.
Have you ever felt overwhelmed by homeschooling? I don't know about you, but sometimes as a homeschooling mom, it feels like I have so much on my plate that I can hardly catch my breath. Well, if you've ever felt that way, then you're in the right place, because this is the Catch Your Breath podcast. I'm Inga Masick, certified life coach and a mental wellness advocate. With over 3 decades in education and over 10 years homeschooling, I'm right there in the trenches with you. In this podcast, we're going to dive into some actionable strategies that are not only going to help you manage your stress, but also help you to have more joy, freedom, and balance in your homeschooling journey. So if you're ready to go from simply striving to truly thriving, then let's breathe through homeschooling together. Are you ready? It's time to catch your breath.
Welcome back to another episode. I'm excited that you're here again. And I'm excited about this episode because I didn't actually plan on doing this, but I just felt led to do it as I was trying to think about what I needed to do for my stress level. And so I'm inviting you on this challenge. But before we get into the challenge, you know, we have to do our check-in. So how are you doing? How is your homeschool going? As always, I hope that you are taking some time to prioritize your self-care, your self-support, those things you need to fill up your bucket so you can pour to everyone else. And that is why I'm excited about this challenge, because it really helps you to be intentional and prioritize taking that time. So what is it? Well, I'm calling it the Joy Challenge. The 15 minutes of pure bliss, because sometimes that's really all that we can fit in. But a lot of times that's all that we need. So I'm going to challenge myself, as I challenge you, to take 15 minutes to kind of set that time apart to really do something for yourself. And in today's episode, we're just going to talk about what that can look like for you. But I want to talk a little bit about why I'm choosing to do this. And for me, it's key because I have a lot on my plate during this season. But who doesn't, right? Every season seems like we have a lot on our plate. But as I look at all of the things on my to-do list, sometimes it feels like for me that that's all I'm going through. I'm just going through the to-do list, trying to get everything done, trying to mark it off. And A, I don't always get everything done. But B, and most importantly, sometimes I get to the end of the day and I realize that it's just kind of happened without me taking any time for myself. But what's harder for me and why I'm really challenging myself to do that is when I do take that time for myself, I'm always trying to multitask it. So if I sit down to watch a show with my husband or the kids, I have my computer next to me, or I have my planner because I want to write down some notes or just something else that I can do so that that time that I'm supposed to be using for enjoyment feels productive. And just recently, as I was playing with my daughter on her birthday, and I talked about that in another episode, I realized that it felt foreign. It felt foreign to play, and I couldn't tell if it was that it felt foreign to play or if it felt foreign to like do something that wasn't productive, and I'm doing the air quotes there. And while I do things with my family and enjoy, you know, time with them, that I was like, I really want to do this thing for me. And as they were just sitting watching me as I was being giddy, the pure enjoyment that they got out of me doing it was, it almost made me a little verklempt and made me a little teary-eyed, because they just loved that I was enjoying myself. And my husband was cracking up. He took a couple of pictures, actually. Everybody was taking pictures. My kids were sitting next to me, asking me questions. my son was like, can we get you some more? And I thought, wow. It made me realize, like, I do the things with them for them, that I, for enjoyment, but what about like a pure, just time of enjoyment for myself? And all, the only thing I could think of was like pure bliss, because that's what it felt like. I mean, I know that's, as I was thinking about that, I was like, well, what does bliss, my brain works like that. It's like, what actually does bliss feel like? And is that bliss, you know, it, I can go down a rabbit trail trying to figure out if that's the right word, but that's what came to mind. And so that's what I'm sticking with. And so I want to talk a little bit about why, and what I think are the benefits of you doing this with me. And I want you to know that this first starts with me, because I do believe that you start those things with your, with yourself, right? You start where you are. And so this is where I am right now. And if you happen to be in that place right now, then I invite you to join me in the challenge. If you're like, I don't know what you're talking about, Inga, I always make time for myself, I'm good, then I will admit this probably is not the episode for you. But stay with me and let's see if maybe it might benefit you as well. So a couple of things, or I should say three things, that I think would benefit us and why this time is beneficial. It's for our stress management, for our overall well-being, and then also for our homeschooling experience, because I know that this is the season that we're in. For our stress management, when we take that time to do something for pure enjoyment, it really acts as a mental reset. And I want you to know, in case you haven't known, I'm a little bit of a research nerd. So I like to spend some time making sure that whatever the thing is I'm feeling, thinking, experiencing, gonna do, whatever, like, is there any research to back that? And it's kind of funny, because now when you try to go in to Google to check for research, you know, Google, Bing, all the things have AI. And so AI tries to answer it for you. And I'm like, thank you very much, AI. But could you point me in the direction of where the research is? Like, did anybody do that? Are there any articles? And so that's what I spent some time doing, just to see, like, I knew that I needed it, but I also was thinking, what are the benefits of it? And so that piece came out that it's a mental reset. And all that means is essentially a break for your mind. It's kind of a pause that allows you to step back from whatever you're doing or whatever you're thinking about and disengage from the stressors or the distractions or even the overwhelming emotions. And by doing this in the context of this joy challenge, this is allowing you an opportunity to step back from the roles and the responsibilities that truly can consume us and allow us to return to them with a clearer mind and even a lighter heart. And that is why I love thinking about this, because it is something that I am doing for myself that is going to benefit my children and my homeschool experience and my marriage, just all of that. The other thing that is key that that the research showed was that doing this can release endorphins. And I think that that is key, because those endorphins are the things that cause us to have even more stress. And when we do something, when we do that mental reset, when we find some time for enjoyment, and really it also talks about laughing even, it releases those endorphins, and then that's the body's natural stress relievers. And so we feel differently going back into the next thing. It also helps us to change our perspective. When you have a joy break, it can give you a fresh perspective on whatever the overwhelming thing is, because it can allow you to think clearer so you can go back in and do whatever the thing is that you were doing. So it's fun and it's enjoyable, but it's actually doing some things that are really going to help you to relieve that stress and be able to handle it well. When we think about it in terms of our overall well-being, it is amazing for our emotional health, which is going to improve those moods and kind of start to regulate them. Because we know, I don't know about you, but I'll speak for me, when I'm under a huge amount of stress, then my emotions are all over the place. I find that I'm a little more irritable. I feel like I'm short with everybody. I can cry at the drop of a hat. There's just more irritability. Just taking this time to do something joyful resets that and can now take me back to being able to handle those overwhelming things and whatever I have to do better. Reducing stress can actually make you feel physically better as well. So lower blood pressure, better sleep, and even a stronger immune system. And that was exciting to look at the research and what it says about that. And what it talks about a little more is that our body is releasing not just the endorphins, but also a hormone called cortisol. And that's that your body's alarm system. If you have too much cortisol, it's just not a good thing because it messes with your blood sugar, your digestion, and even your heart. And let me tell you something, that you read that stuff and it's kind of like, okay, I don't want to have high cortisol. But when you go to the doctor and then she starts telling you that you do and that all of the things that are related to it are happening, and even some pieces of the insulin resistance is not just for linked to what you eat, but also your stress level, you then start taking stress seriously because it's like, maybe this is not good. But when we take those 15 minutes a day to do something that brings us joy, we're not just lifting our spirits, which we always think about, we're just giving our bodies a break from that ongoing cortisol that is continuing to be made. And we're telling our body, hey, it's time to relax and you can do that. And when you do that, your body is listening and you're giving yourself the gift of less stress and better health. And I love that because it's not just that I'm doing something that's enjoyable. I'm doing something that's benefiting my overall health, my physical health. So as I'm saying that, hey, we're gonna do this just for enjoyment, you can feel good to know that by doing this enjoyment for 15 minutes, a simple thing, you're actually doing something for yourself, if that makes you feel any better. And this challenge is going to help you to have an even more enhanced homeschooling experience. It'll improve your mood. It's going to increase your patience. And you're going to be modeling for your child self-care. You're teaching your children what it looks like to take some time for yourself and prioritize yourself. And as I said, my children were even more excited watching me do that. And I think one of them actually said, like, Mommy, I haven't seen you do stuff like this, or Mommy, I wouldn't imagine that you would do stuff like that. And I want them to see that I love life. I love my life and that I can find those places of enjoyment. And finally, this joy challenge that we're doing is not just going to be good for our minds and our hearts, but it's going to be good for our souls. Because as we are spending this time focusing on just the pure joy of the thing that we're doing, think of it as what the Bible talks about with the fruit of the Spirit. Joy is one of those fruits of the Spirit. And this, to me, is allowing the Holy Spirit to cultivate that within us. It's just kind of like a little reminder for me that God is right there with me. He's there in the laughter, He's there in the simple pleasures, and in those 15 minutes, I'm giving Him space and time to do that. As I've stated many times on other episodes, one of my favorite scriptures is Psalm 46:10 that says, "Be still and know that I am God." I love that scripture because sometimes in our lives we get so jam-packed that we forget to pause and just bask in God's presence. And in these 15 minutes, this is your chance to do that. You're escaping the chaos and you're diving deep into a moment that's really just you and God. And how is that? By reading a book, by playing with your daughter with a little game, or your son, or whatever it is, that it is enjoyment. It's because in that moment, when you're feeling that joy, at least for me, it reminds me that that is a gift. It is a fruit of the Spirit, and it's also a gift that He's given me, that joy. It's not about just the here and now. If you really think about it on a spiritual level, it's just a tiny taste of the eternal joy that we're promised through Christ. And every moment of happiness here on earth, to me, is just a little sneak peek of what's waiting for us in heaven. So when we take that time to do that, it can remind us that this is what we're going to experience when we're in front of Christ. And that is a beautiful thing. So hopefully now, I have you chomping at the bits to participate in this challenge. So how are we going to do it? Here are the parameters. Simple and easy. I don't want to make this a stressful thing for you. So what counts? Anything that brings you pure joy. And in the past episode, I talked about not the workouts or, you know, those type of things or devotions, whatever, but I really want it to be whatever brings you joy. So if working out truly brings you joy, then put that on the plate. And I don't want to put the parameters that you have to schedule it, because I know sometimes from my brain, if I schedule it for a specific time and then I don't do it during that time, I feel defeated even if I do it at another time. So the reason why I'm doing it for 15, 20 minutes, because for me, it's going to be wherever I can catch those 15 to 20 minutes. The intention for me is that I know that I'm trying to do it at some point in the day. And I think what is challenging sometimes is to stop doing it if you truly are enjoying it. So if you don't have anything else to do and you can go longer for 15, 20 minutes, please go ahead and do that. For me, I set the timer. I'm going to set the timer, and I set the timer when I go outside on my porch. But for this reading time, I'm going to set the timer just so I feel like, okay, there's a start and a stop, and I don't have to feel guilty if I go over that time. The great thing about this is I'm talking about one 15 minute period a day. But if you end up having more than 15 minutes, you know, or rather if you are able to do it several times, you're able to fit in 3 or 4 15 minute periods to do something enjoyable and they're different things each time, please do that. And then for your accountability, I want you to come and post in the group. But I do not want this to feel like a chore or a burden to do that. So whenever you feel like it, that you have time, do it. If you don't, not a problem. And we're going to use the hashtag, and I'll talk about it in the group, the 15-minute joy challenge, and it'll be there. Just so we can see what other people are doing and keep each other accountable, and then most importantly, for us to celebrate. I want to just be honest and transparent that I don't think that this is easy. For me, as I said before, even thinking about, and I want you to know, I'm truly challenging myself. This is going to be challenging for us, but it's going to be so good. Okay, I've listened and now I know that I need to go do something. And so even if it's journaling or whatever it is, it's like, okay, and this is going to help me to do better and this is going to help me to be better. So just reading for pure enjoyment, it gives me a little bit of anxiety. I'm just being honest with you. And I'm like, okay, I could be doing this instead, or I could be doing that. You know what? Let me do this. So a lot of times I'll listen to audiobooks because as I'm listening to them, I can do something else. I can wash the dishes. I can mop. I can whatever it is. But I am in this challenge prioritizing sitting down with an actual book and reading through. I'm gonna get in my favorite chair, or I'm gonna sit on the porch and I'm gonna take my book, set my timer, and I'm gonna read for 15 minutes. And as I say that, my stomach turns. I know, you're like, it's not that serious, but it really is for me. So if you know that's you, then I want you to go join the community if you're not a part of it and put, I'm in. I'm taking the challenge, I'm down, okay? And I have been waiting to do this and I don't remember what movie it is. But there's this movie where he says, challenge. I'm corny like that, but I challenge you to do this with me. I can't wait to see how having some bliss and prioritizing that in your day, every single day, changes your homeschool, changes your life. Thank you for tuning in. I hope that this episode empowered, equipped, and most of all, encouraged you. Don't forget to share your thoughts on today's topics, because I'd love to hear how you're implementing these strategies. And you can do that in the free community, where you can connect with me and other like-minded moms. You'll get some practical tips for homeschooling and teaching your child, managing your stress, and prioritizing your self-care. You can also ask questions there, you can participate in the fun challenges, and of course, you can celebrate your wins, because we like to party over there. Also, if this was helpful and you know that it can be helpful to someone else, leave a review or share this with another homeschooling mom who needs to catch her
breath. Mommy!
Well, that's my cue. But before I go, I want to leave you with these words from Philippians 4, 6 through 7. I pray that you won't be anxious about anything, but that in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, you would present your request to God, and that you will experience the kind of peace that surpasses understanding as you navigate the stresses of life and homeschooling. Until next time, remember to take a moment to catch your breath.